And we're live from Coleridge High School. We're about a minute and 10 seconds into the first quarter, and there's no score between the Lady Titans and the Lady Tigers of Summit High School. Summit has the ball. Seen a couple of turnovers already.
Yeah, three travels.
Paula Arredondo kicks it over to Kelly Duffy. Baseline drive gets... And we got a lane violation. We're hanging out in the key. Summit coming out with a press here. No score yet. 6:20 left in the first. And it's Aisley Porter. They get it half court. They beat the press easily. Pass it down at the post to Ashlyn Guccini and threw it out of bounds. Coach Clyde Morgan, the head coach. Kaylee Burns in her sixth year as head coach at Summit High School. Still no score. Almost 2 minutes into the first quarter. Arredondo got trapped there. Kicks it to Kelly Duffy. Duffy to Arredondo, top of the key. Left side of the wing to Subasilla. Pass down to Autumn Rivera, the leading scorer, and she banks it in. There's the first score of the game. Autumn Rivera, a senior. She's an outstanding player, 5'10 senior.
And
we got a foul.
She's going to get called for the blocking foul there. Trying to create that trap on the back half of the court there, but just not able to get there in time and set her feet. Get called for the blocking foul.
2-0 Summit. Andrea Jacquez trying to post up after a pass. Michaela Cheney with the drive. Gets cut off at the free throw line. Lobs it to Jacquez. Jacquez baseline drive. And a 3-second violation. Again.
Yeah, that's, you know, several traveling and several 3-second violations. One for each team. We've got 6 turnovers in this first 4 minutes of play.
Michaela Cheney out to Rylan Kruger in for her. 2-0 Summit. About 5 minutes to go in the first. Arredondo guarded there by Kruger. She's got it top of the key. Scylla, her older brother, played for Summit. And we got a pushing foul. Still 2-0 Summit. Tigers coming in with a substitution. Scylla out and Jocelyn Lopez in. She's going to inbound it in front of the Coleridge bench. Interesting, we're not seeing Jackie Communes and some other starters we're used to seeing. A little bit change of the lineup for Coach Clyde Morgan. There's a pass at the free throw line. Now they kick it out from Duffy. A little head fake there. Kick out pass to Duffy. Right wing. Baseline drive. Shot forced up by Autumn Rivera. Boy, she's a strong player. Got her own rebound. Putback didn't go. Summit retains the ball. Here's a three-pointer by Arredondo. That's off. Rebound chased down. His body's tumbled to the floor, and it's out of bounds. Coleridge ball. Now Coach Morgan sending in Briley Jensen.
Yeah, that was Kruger that's kind of sold out for that one.
And then Coleridge threw it away. All over.
Wow.
So Jensen comes in and Ashlyn Guccini out. 2-0 Summit. We're almost played half the first quarter. Arredondo to Duffy. To Lopez. Autumn Rivera for a 15-foot jumper and got the bounce.
She has all 4 points so far.
Summit continues with the press. That's cross court to Jacquez. Here's a drive to the basket, and a foul's going to be called. Riley Cheney.
No, they called her for traveling.
Oh, did they really?
You got to be kidding me. Wow. That didn't look like traveling to me.
Kayla Cheney back in. Jacquez out. 4-0 Summit. Just under 4 minutes to go in the first. A little baseball pass. Trying to beat the press. Arredondo takes the backcourt pass. Gets it across the line. Guarded there by Cheney. Left wing to Lopa to Autumn Rivera. Boy, she is smooth. Couple dribbles, goes to her left, knocks down a 10-foot jumper, and it's 6-0. Summit. All 6 points from Autumn Rivera. Aisley Porter. Now Michaela Cheney near the half-court line. Almost stolen there. That pass taken by Rylan Kruger. She's called for traveling.
Another travel. My goodness. That's three against Coleridge so far. And two against Summit.
Lady Tigers pitching a shutout here. 6-0. 3:20 to go in the first. And almost stolen by Michaela Cheney. Taken back by Summit. Pass down low, and a wild shot put up by Rose Rohde. Missed the shot. Rebound put back Kelly Duffy. And it's 8-0 Summit. Summit coming in with a 3-5 record, 1-0 in the league. Pass to Briley Jensen. Here's a three-pointer.
It's
right
gonna be an
wing.
Air ball. Yep.
Air ball coming up by Aisley Porter. 8-0 Summit. And
he's got a carry.
Arredondo. Carrying the ball. Duffy comes out. And Subasilla checking in for Summit. A timeout called. A 30-second timeout. 2:51 left in the first quarter. It's 8-0 Summit.
Boy, I decided to start keeping track of what the turnovers are instead of just taking a tally. And what a week to start that. We've had five travelings, two lost out of bounds, 2 3-second violations, and a carry now. All within the first, less than 6 minutes of play?
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to wonder, is that quick whistles on the ref's part? Are they calling it really tight? Or is it just, getting the jitters out of, the first couple of minutes of play?
Right. Inbounds pass to Michaela Cheney. Coleridge looking for their first point. Looking to get rid of that zero. Kruger's got it. Goes top of the key to Jensen. Right wing to Michaela Cheney. Pass down low and a foul. A bucket and the foul. As Riley Cheney, Michaela to Riley, got the hook up there. And just enough English on that ball to plop in and drew the foul. The foul is called against Arredondo. Her first, second team foul. And Riley Cheney at the line to make it a three-point play. And she does. 8-3 Summit, 2:30 left. Arredondo weaves her way through the defenders. Gets the ball back. Backs up, splits a double team. Little jump stop goes to Autumn Rivera with a nice move to the basket. Banks it, missed the shot. Rebound caroms around, taken by Summit. Arredondo's got it. Drives from the top of the key. Banks it in. They wave off the basket. Offensive foul. Arredondo picks up her second foul.
Seeing Jacquez coming back in.
Aisley Porter out. Michaela Cheney out. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Cheney's got the ball. Gets it to Briley Jensen, and Jensen traveled. Moved that pivot foot before she passed it. .211 left in the first, 8-3 Summit. Six of those points scored by Autumn Rivera, who inbounds it. Duffy to Lopez. Almost stolen by Michaela Cheney, went after it. Loose ball, still on the floor. Battleford at half court. Jump ball called. And the possession goes to Coleridge. Watch the boys' JV game while setting up the equipment, and that was a blowout. Summit won it 73-26.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah, not pretty. New Titans trailing 8-3. Rylan Kruger goes top of the key to Ashlyn Guccini. Cross-court pass to Jacquez. And the kick it to Guccini along the baseline. Goes through the key. Nice pass there. Drive by Michaela Cheney. Fakes. Hands it off to Briley Jensen. Goes right wing to Rylan Kruger for three. That's off the rim. No good. We got a foul on the rebound attempt against, I think, Michaela Cheney. Yep, coming over the top there. That's her first second team foul. 8-3 Summit. Aisley Porter checks in for Coleridge. Michaela Cheney out. The Titans are 9-2. They're playing like they've forgotten how to play.
Yeah, well, you got to wonder.
Ooh, nice block there on the pass by Aisley Porter. Knocked it out of bounds.
You got to wonder how much of it has to do with the regular starters that we're used to seeing not coming in. And are they going to come in second half or second quarter, that kind of thing?
Yeah, pass into Duffy near half court. She's doubled. Bounce pass to Scylla. Back to Duffy. They double down on her. Saw a lot of that last night, Glenwood and Fruita Monument. Duffy looking like she's in trouble. Can't get away from the defenders. There's a drive by Rivera and a reach-in foul is going to be called. Rivera's got that quick first step.
Yeah, it's going to be on Kruger. Yeah, that quick first step, and then she's not afraid to drive to the basket, and then she's proven to have a pretty nice touch on her shot.
Yeah. She inbounds it to Jocelyn Lopez. Goes to Rose Rohde. R-O-D-E, pronounced Rohde. Rivera's pass. There's a three-pointer from the corner. It's an air ball put up by Rohde. Summit retains possession. Rivera with a 15-footer. That's short. Rebound taken by Jacquez up the court to Aisley Porter. Pass down low to Briley Jensen, who banks it in. Nice feed from Jacquez to Briley Jensen for the bucket. It's 8-5 Summit, 24 seconds left. Here in the first, here's a steal by Jacquez. Taking it coast to coast, being chased there, lays it up, got it. Nice quick hands and quick dash to the basket. And she beat Lopez. And now it's 8-7 Summit, 9 seconds left, 7. Here's a three-pointer, good. Nice shot by...
I think that was by Garvert, number 12.
Number 12, yeah. Graceland Garvert makes it 10-7. That's the end of the first quarter. Summit with a three-point lead. This is KMTS. Back to Coleridge High School. We go to the second quarter. The Summit Lady Tigers leading Coleridge 10-7. It was a three. Shot by Garvert. This is the first meeting between Summit and Coleridge, as far as I know. I had to delve back into the archives, and here's a near steal. It is stolen. Good hands by Jacquez. Porter ends up with the ball. Jacquez has it now, top of the key. Little jab step there. Comunas has not played yet. There's a nice bounce pass, and a layup missed by Guccini. 10-7 Summit. There's a pass, bad pass, picked off, and oh my goodness, the ball was rolling quickly up the floor, and Jack was trying to chase it down, and she and Rivera tripped over it. 10-7 Summit.
Yeah, Lopez just kind of dove for the ball and took out Jacquez's legs. That was a potential for an injury there.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It was a good roll by Jacquez.
Yeah.
To avoid
tuck and roll.
Avoid injury. Inbounding is Porter. Running out of time. Now gets it into Kruger. Bounce pass to Riley Cheney. Jumper from 15 doesn't go from the baseline. Rebound taken by Summit. Summit with a lead 10-7. 7 minutes left in the half. Kelly Duffy. Smothered there by Porter. Duffy's got it again. Left wing gets bumped. Here's Rivera for three. Off the rim, no good. Red one from the corner. Now we got a foul.
That's got to be on Arredondo coming over the top. Yeah, coming over the back.
That's her third. And she comes out right away. And DeSuba Scylla checks in for her. 10-7 Summit. Summit with the press. And, oh, bad pass at half court. I could hear Coach Clyde Morgan groaning over there. Mm-hmm. Rivera's got the ball, puts up a shot, gets blocked, gets knocked to the floor, and a foul's going to be called on Rylan Kruger. Her second, fourth team foul. Scylla inbounding. Scylla goes into Rivera. Left wing. In traffic. Puts up a shot. Banks it. Missed it. Rebound controlled by Porter. They're going to... The rebound went to Aisley Porter. Did they call Fallon?
Yeah, I think they... They called it on Rivera?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
her second. Sixth team foul. She comes out. Summit by three. Tigers continue with the press. Up the court to... Jacquez. Here's Kruger with a drive. Bank shot. Missed it. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by Summit.
Yeah, Coleridge, in trying to beat that full court press, they're not dribbling at all. They're just passing.
Kruger inbounding under the basket. Goes into Porter in the corner. Crossover dribble. Back to the defender. Flips it to Riley Cheney. To Jacquez, top of the key. Here's a drive by Kruger. With two defenders on her, muscles up a shot and is fouled. And she'll go to the line, Rylan Kruger. Rose Rohde picks up the foul, her first 17 foul. Riley Jensen get her to check back in for Coleridge. First free throw bounces off the rim.
We have not had a score in the second quarter yet.
Nope. A blank column there.
Yeah.
Kruger's second attempt is... she went over the line.
Lane violation. All right. She comes out. Looks like Michaela Cheney coming back in.
10-7 Summit. And stuck there in neutral for a while. Drive by Duffy. Stops, goes to Scylla. Scylla cross-court pass. Pass tipped. It's a pass down to Brina Babich. Missed the shot. Put back Duffy high off the glass. Didn't touch iron. Rebound taken by Briley Jensen. Summit gets back on D. Here's a three-pointer. In and out, no good. Attempted by Michaela Cheney.
Was a line drive shot.
Yeah.
Very little arc to it at all.
And Coach Kaylee Burns wants a timeout, a 30-second timeout, 5:40 to go. In the first half, 10-7 Summit with the lead. Yeah, as far as I know, this is the first meeting between Summit and Coleridge. I'll have to check with Paul Harvey, who, by the way, did a nice job hammed it up a little bit.
As the PA announcer, yeah.
A little corny, but... but this is a league game, so an important contest.
And that's always one of the interesting things for me with the floating categories. You know, you can be 3A in football, but
I know
2A or 4A. Your league changes almost. It can change almost yearly.
The league consists of Rifle Summit, Coleridge, Steamboat, Moffat County, Basalt, and Delta. Weird.
Wow.
Times have changed.
Yeah.
10-7 Summit. Almost thrown away.
It is.
It goes out of bounds. Scylla couldn't chase it down. And after that Summit timeout, Coach Burns going, that's not what I called.
Yeah. It's not the play we drew up.
Autumn Rivera back in, replacing Gracelyn Garbert. 10-7 Summit. Michaela Cheney yo-yoing the ball up and down. Now drives. And she carried.
Okay.
She yo-yoed and then tried to walk the dog. For all you Duncan yo-yo fans out there.
For all you yo-yo enthusiasts out there. Because there's so many.
Right. Rivera with a jumper from 10. Won't go. Rebound taken by Michaela Cheney. Ends up in the hands of Jacquez. Looks over her shoulder. Now it goes to Jensen. Back to Michaela Cheney. Jacquez right wing. Tried to drive. Gets cut off. Michaela Cheney left wing. Pass down low to Riley Cheney. She's fouled. They'll put her at the line for 1-1.
They're going to get Rhodey reaching over her back, trying to block that pass. It's Rhodey's second.
4:51 remaining in the half. 10-7. No one has scored here in the second quarter. But Riley Cheney's going to change that right here. In and out, no good. Up, bobbled around the ball, and it ends up with Summit. Taken by Lopez.
Lopez in trouble.
Oh, it's a steal. Stolen. Here comes the first bucket. Jacquez lays it up and in after a steal. At the 4:33 mark. Remember this time. Here's a 18-foot shot. Brick put up by Rose Rhodey on the transition. Stolen by Rivera. Tries for a layup and draws the foul.
Yeah, Michaela Cheney came down with that rebound and then turned around right into the arms of Rivera.
Ten-9, Coleridge, Autumn Rivera at the line. Money. 11-9. Jensen out for Coleridge. Cuccini in. Rivera's second free throw is good. No wasted motion at all. Just a smooth shot. You can tell she spent some time in the gym.
Yep.
4:18 left in the half. 11-9, or should be, is it 12-9? Pass up the court to get it up to Jacquez. They beat the press. 11-9.
It should be 12-9.
I thought it should be 12, yeah.
Yeah, she just sank two.
Here's Guccini. Jacquez in the corner. Goes top of the key to Riley Cheney. Ryland Krueger down to Riley Cheney. Double team, triple team. Oh, nice shot. Whoa, a little drop step. Nice footwork. And a little underhand scoop under the outstretched arms of the defender. That was a brilliant shot. And she was even surprised. She said, how do you like that shot? Still have 11 points. Oh, that was a travel by Lopez. She got away with one. Putback attempt doesn't go by Rivera. Rebound taken by Riley Cheney. We got a foul called against Rose Rhodey, her second, ninth team foul.
Who was the one that got the good shot down here? The last one? Was that Krueger?
No, it was Jacquez.
Jacquez.
For that steal.
Okay.
I wonder, I'll have to check the scorebook. It says 11-11 on the scoreboard.
Should be 11-12. Because it was 7-10 for the longest time.
Yeah.
And then Rivera, you know, two free throws.
Riley Cheney misses the free throw. Rebound almost taken by Porter. Battle for it, and she's going to be called for a foul. Nicely Porter picks up her first, sixth team foul. 3:20 left in the half. It's either 12-11 Summit or 11-11.
I think it's got to be 12-11.
I'll check with the official scorebook.
Yeah.
Kelly Duffy double teamed. Flips it with the left hand to Silla. Back to Duffy. Backs up. Bounce pass drive by Garbert. Here's a three-pointer from the corner. That's a two-pointer. And that was Duffy with the bucket from 17 feet. They've got 13. Here's a steal by Duffy. Duffy stops, shoots, bricks it. Rebound taken by Coleridge. Pulled down by Riley Cheney. It's a pass off the feet of Michaela Cheney back to Jacquez, top of the key, and took her eyes off the defender, and Silla steals the ball. And now we got a violation. I think it was a traveling call. Gets Summit. 2:30 left in the half. Guccini, Michaela Cheney, Riley Cheney, Jacquez, Cucini, left wing. Dishes off to Michaela Chaney. Drives, kick out pass to Riley Chaney for three. Bricks it. Rebound controlled by Autumn Rivera for Summit. 13-11 Summit. Under 2 minutes to go. Silla with a three. That doesn't go. Rebound, Duffy. Duffy kicks it out to, boy, it's hard to see these numbers. That was Autumn Rivera. Knocked down the shot and got fouled. Foul was called against Brooklyn, Ashley Guccini, her second. Rivera makes the free throw. It's 16-11 Summit. They're on a little bit of a run here. Now Summit with a double-team trap. They get a steal on the press. Duffy's got the ball. A minute 40 to go. 5-point lead for the Tigers. Pass to Rivera. She'll drive. She'll shoot from 10. Friendly roll. Boy, oh boy, she is some kind of player.
Is that 13 for her now?
I think so. Pass up the court. Rivera almost gets a steal. Yeah, 13 points. ...18-11 Summit with the lead. Pass into Michaela Chaney. Drives. Off-balance shot. Doesn't go. Rebound controlled by Summit. Pulled down by Ellie Sudduth. Pass to Rivera. Goes to Duffy. Top of the key. Silla, left wing. Here's an 18-footer. Put up by Sudduth. Doesn't go. Rebound out of bounds. Last touch by Summit.
I think that's Rodriguez, number three. Yep, it's a number three.
For
Summit.
Oh.
Her ponytail's covering it, but yeah, you see the front. It's a number three,
okay.
Not a two.
Gotcha. Jack was with the ball. Lobs it down to Jensen, and it's stolen by Rodriguez. Kicks it out to Duffy, 40 seconds. Coleridge has got a case of the yips, turning the ball over. Rodriguez with a three, doesn't go. Rebound, Jacquez, battle for it, jump ball. No, they're going to call a foul. That's Rivera picking up the foul, her third. Might as well sit with 33 seconds. Oh, they're going to leave her in there. Maybe not. Looks like Brina Babich is going to check in. Jack was at the line for a 1-1. No, this is going to be a double bonus now. And Jack was misses the free throw.
Yeah, Coleridge has only made one of their six free throws so far.
Andrew's second free throw rolls that one in. What are they calling? Foul against Coleridge.
Oh, wow. But the basket counts.
Free throw counts, yep. ...33 seconds left. 18-12 Summit. And now it's free throw shooting time for Brina Babich, the Summit Tigers. She's a senior. This is the front end of the 1-1. Rebound taken by Jacquez. Looks up at the clock. Got plenty of time. 28 seconds. Goes to Porter. Porter trying to split the double team. Tried to pass it. Missed. Had it turned over. Got it back. Jacquez gets the cross-court pass, thought about a three. Now driving. Forced up a shot, kind of a leaner. Loose ball ends up in the hands of Summit. Not the best shot. 2 seconds, 1 second. Here's a 30-footer at the buzzer. Off the rim, no good. Attempted by Duffy, and that'll do it for the first half. Well, unofficially, it's 18-12
yeah.
Summit. Going to check the scorebook, but Summit has the lead, no doubt. Here at halftime, this is KMTS. at Coleridge High School. Halftime, the Coleridge Titans trailing the Summit Lady Tigers 18-12. And went down to check the scorebook. They waved off one of Autumn Rivera's free throws, so that accounts for that missing point we thought was missing. Really no rhythm to the Coleridge offense, and I'm puzzled as to why Jackie Commuter is not playing. They really miss her playmaking ability, or point guard play, and her ability to dish the ball and shoot threes.
Well, and honestly, her energy level, I mean, she kind of sets the tone for the team. So it's,
yeah,
you know, there's always other stuff going on, and we don't know what all that is. You know, it could be academic, it could be disciplinary, it could be a coach proving a point, you know,
right,
that kind of thing. So it didn't seem like during warmups that she was injured in any way or that kind of thing. I mean, she's certainly dressed to play. So, yeah, it'll be curious to see if she comes back in, plays the second half or not.
Maybe it's just the first half.
Something.
Disciplinary thing. Who knows?
Yeah.
But they certainly miss her in the lineup. 7 points for the Titans in the first, 5 in the second. Summit had 10 in the first, 8 in the second. Coleridge able to tie things up and starting to match Summit's play, and some Summit players getting into foul trouble. And looked like Coleridge was starting to come alive, and then Summit started pressing and trapping again and getting turnovers. And Autumn Rivera is just a terrific player. She has 12 points officially at halftime.
Yeah, and she leads with 4 rebounds as well. Honestly, that's one of the areas that Coleridge is going to have to step it up. So far, Summit is leading. They have 18 rebounds, 8 offensive rebounds. Coleridge has 9 rebounds, no offensive rebounds.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah. So, I mean, Summit has as many offensive rebounds as they do total. So, they're going to have to be, you know, start boxing out and want that ball a little more to get those second shots. That seems to be the difference between them and Summit right now.
Jack was giving him a little spark with a couple of steals and breakaway layup. She has 5 points. Riley Cheney with 5. And Briley Jensen has a basket. And that's it. Again, for Summit, Autumn Rivera with 12. Kelly Duffy with a couple of baskets. And Gracelyn Garbert. Thought she had a 3. It was just a 2, just in front of the line. And our score is 18-12 here at halftime.
Yeah, we were talking earlier, before the game started, I like this gymnasium floor. I mean, this is a nice-looking, you know, it's got the dark gray kind of anywhere outside of the three-point line and the lane. And
yeah,
then a nice, almost like a white pine look inside the three-point line. You know, that just mixed with the gray and the black and the blue. It's a nice-looking floor.
Yeah, really sharp. They redid this a couple of years ago. And it's great. Normally, this gym is just on fire. It's the students are into it, but for some reason, it's just kind of like,
yeah,
a library atmosphere.
tonight feels kind of dead.
You missed last night's games. Glenwood Lady Demons and the Glenwood Demons boys both lost to a very good Fruita Monument team. We got our first glimpse at Daniel Thomason,
which I could not help but feel like he was not utilized. I mean, it felt like he was on a minute counter. And we saw the Fruita coach with 4 minutes left to go in each period, he'd throw all 5 new players in. I think,
yeah,
he was just kind of toying with the Glenwood team a little bit, knowing that he was going to stay up in front. And so I don't think we really got to see what Thomason's really capable of, but we were fairly impressed with a sophomore, 6'5", very good body control.
Can jump like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah,
a left-hander. He's got that left-handed shot and had a nice throw-down dunk. And then
a little taunting.
Got warned for taunting.
Yeah.
Like, all right, young man.
He thought it was a little too nice.
Yeah. Good to catch up with Bob Lay, too, longtime referee.
Yeah.
lives in Mesa County now, and he's still got a pep in his step, man. I mean,
yeah,
he's been repping for a long time. That's why I had to do a double take. I went, that looks like Boblett. Wait, I don't remember with silver hair.
Yeah.
Sure enough. Randy Hunt is one of the referees in the girls' game here. He was there last night in Fruita. So a lot of these refs rack up the miles because they're, you know, the referee shortage.
And that's across all sports.
Yeah.
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 Well, today's culture is not very nice to deal with when it comes to reffing and that kind of thing.
You know,
people just don't.
That's one of the big reasons the refs say, and I've had enough.
Yeah.
I'm tired of being called names. And
yeah. Well, and you know, there's the expectation of perfection. And, I mean, I've even had people, as a coach, I've had people come to me and show me the video clip and say, see, this is why it was wrong. It's like, yeah, you're used to watching it at home on TV with 14 cameras and instant replay. You can't hold them to that same standard.
No. All right, here we go. 18-12 with the lead. Coleridge gets the ball to start the second half. Haseley Porter inbounding. Goes cross court. Nice, good looking throw. Looked like she'll throw it across the diamond there. Guccini's got it. Goes to Jacquez. Michaela Cheney. Pass down to Jacquez. Gets cut off there at the block and call for traveling. Good defense by Paula Arredondo. That's where I went to high school. Redondo. Arredondo's got it. A little hook pass to Scylla. Top of the key to Kelly Duffy. Duffy to Arredondo. Kayla Cheney guarding her is Autumn Rivera. Jump stop. Jumper from 10 feet. Won't go. Rebound shot put back by Babbage. Doesn't go. Another shot put up by Duffy. Doesn't go. 0 for 4 on that exchange. 18-12 Summit. Guccini trying to post up. Pass to Porter. Comes out to get it at the high post on the right side. Kayla Cheney, top of the key. Left wing to Guccini. Shook the defender. The teammates were saying to drive. She had an open lane, but she didn't see it. Pass down to a little reverse layup put up by Jacquez. Doesn't go. Came up short. Jacquez normally wears number 42. She's wearing 13 tonight. Here's a steal by Porter. And she threw it back, and it caromed off the shin of...
Yeah, she got the steal and was falling out of bounds, so tried to throw it off of Rivera's legs. It hit her in the legs, but it didn't go out of bounds. It went back into play.
Yeah,
Rivera's teammates. Yeah.
And a foul was called to boot, so.
So give Porter credit for the steal, but.
Rivera with a shot from five, won't go. Babbage put back attempt, doesn't go. She's fouled. Bring the Babbage to the line.
And yet again, on these last two possessions, Summit has tallied up three more offensive rebounds. You know, Coleridge just is not getting any kind of position down here on the boards.
And Guccini quickly picks up her fourth. Babbage first free throw is good. Guccini comes out. Danica Baggett in for the first time tonight. Babbage second free throw, gets the roll. 20-12, 8-point lead for Summit. And Jackie Communis is finally in the game. Here's a pass tipped, knocked out of bounds. Coleridge ball at their end. We'll see if Jackie can work her magic. Let's get the Titans back in the game here.
Baggett's another one of those that we saw play a lot of minutes in the previous game we called. So it's interesting that they're both now coming in.
That pass was telegraphed, knocked out of bounds by Babbage. Haseley Porter inbounding the far sideline. Goes to Riley Cheney. 20-12, Summit. Baggett with the drive, gets cut off, goes to Jackie C. Jackie flips it over to Michaela Cheney, to Riley Cheney. Three-pointer, Jackie Communis off the back of the iron, no good. Certainly was online, but a little bit long, 20-12 Summit. Arredondo trying to drive. Little jump pass to Autumn Rivera, knocks one down, smooth shot from 12 feet. Rivera with 14 points and a steal by Silla. Hands it off to Arredondo, missed the shot and went out of bounds. Summit's going to continue with the press here, leading 22-12. Porter goes in to Riley Cheney. They get it up the court to Danica Baggett. Baggett trying to go cross court to Michaela Cheney, and it's knocked out of bounds by Kelly Duffy. Coleridge ball. Coleridge scoreless here in this third quarter, trailing by 10. Aisley Porter inbounding at the baseline. Gets it into Jackie C. Jackie goes to Porter, puts up a three. That's an air ball. Overshot it, but the rebound chased down by Michaela Cheney. Goes along the baseline. Kicks it out to Jackie Communis. Communis to Porter, coming out to get it. Riley Cheney, Michaela Cheney, or rather to Baggett. Kick it out to Communis, all alone for a three. Off the rim, a little bit short, and the rebound taken by Rivera for Summit. Tigers lead 22-12. Arredondo stops, shoots from 15, knocks it down.
It's a good jump stop and shot. Jackie C is going to be fouled on the inbounds pass. Looks like that's going to go against Duffy.
24-12 Summit. Brooklyn Richards checks in for the first time tonight, replacing Michaela Cheney. Porter inbounds to Jackie. Communis trying to shake the defender. Lobs it to Porter. Porter gets it across the line. Goes to Brooklyn Richards. Richards with a drive. Stops, shoots from 8 feet, banks it in. That breaks a long drought at the 4:28 mark. Brooklyn Richards with the first basket of the second half. 24-14. And Porter almost fouled Arredondo. She's double-teamed now, in trouble. Splits the double-team, gets rid of it. Goes to Duffy. Duffy to Silva. Silva loses the ball, gets it back. Loses it again, falls to the floor. Babich goes to Arredondo. Arredondo trying to go to Autumn Rivera, and it's tipped out of bounds. Good hands by Communis. Rose Rohde and Jocelyn Lopez in for Summit. Silla and Duffy out. Rivera inbounding. Almost stolen by Communis. Taken by Arredondo. Communis catches up to her. Arredondo top of the key. Rivera dribbles around, stops from the free throw line. Wanted to shoot, now goes down to Babich. They kick it out to Rohde, and Rohde with a 12-foot baseline jumper, good. And it's 26-14. Now we're going to have a foul. Uh-oh. The Summit player hurt. That's Jocelyn Lopez.
It's like she took an elbow to the face or something, is the way she's acting. Something hit her in the face.
Yeah. Each team with two fouls. Duffy is checking in for Arredondo. Porter goes to Baggett. Baggett to Communis. Jackie gets it across the line. Puts on the brakes, flips it over to Porter. Porter right wing to Baggett. Stop, shoots from 18. Off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound. Porter, no. Last touch by Summit. Clyde Morgan getting ready to send in Emerson Harvey. Lob pass into Baggett. Baggett to Porter, left wing to Communis. Flips it over to Brooklyn Richards. Richards crossover dribble. Nice little backhand pass to Jackie C. Tries the layup but draws the foul. And Jackie Communis to the line. That's number four on Autumn Rivera.
Oh, they just changed it. 22. Oh. It's going to be on Lopez.
Kmita's first free throw. Rattles that one in. 26-15. Summit with the lead. Yeah. 3:09 to go in the third quarter.
The ref confirming that was on Lopez, even though they haven't changed the scoreboard.
Yeah. Kmita's taking her time, takes aim, and knocks down both free throws. 26-16. Summit with a 10-point lead. 3:08 to go. Drive by Duffy. Stops at the top of the key. Hands it off to Rivera. Nice pass down low and a bank shot missed. Rivera gets the rebound over two defenders and launches it over the backboard. McCow jumped over the moon.
It's a seventh rebound for Rivera. She's just kind of controlling the boards down there.
Yeah. It's 5-10. Kmita's gets a pass up the court. Almost carried it. Here's Richards. Top of the key. Drives. Now lobs it down to Baggett. Banks the shot. Missed it. Rebound controlled by Richards. Richards to Kmita's. Kmita's bumping the defender. Goes to Baggett. Top of the key. Hands it off to Jackie. Jackie way downtown. No. Came up short. Just off the rim. But Richards gets the rebound. Backs up. Shoots a three of her own. You betcha. Brooklyn Richards. From the Brooklyn Bridge.
Bringing a spark to this team.
Buried that. 26-19. Here's a three-pointer by Rohde. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by Porter. And she's called for traveling. She can't believe it. I can't either, frankly. She really didn't have the ball. She fell to the floor.
She even said, I didn't even have the ball.
I concur. Oh, well. 26-19 Summit. They've got the ball into the basket. Lopez goes in to. There's a long three pointer. Doesn't go. Rebound putback attempt by Rivera. That three pointer attempted by Duffy. Summit ball. Duffy's got it. Kicks it over to Lopez. Back to Duffy. Rivera. One-on-one with Michaela Cheney. Boy, that was a traveling. Yeah. Try Samsonite next time.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe if that was a layup attempt, but not just crossing the key.
It was graceful. I'll give her that. 26-19 Summit. Minute 50 to go. Kmita's with the ball. Lobs it to Michaela Cheney. She traveled, got away with it, puts up a shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Summit. Pulled down by Greg Garbert. It was a near steal by Michaela Cheney. Duffy had to retrieve it in the backcourt. Gets past three defenders. And a foul reaching in there as Jackie Kmita's picks up her first. Yeah, Paul Harvey did a nice job PA announcing it, you know, added a few vowels to the home team, you know.
Yeah. You know, lots of inflection, lots of up and down.
Yeah. Riley Cheney! Summit ball. Babich goes to Rohde. Baseline jumper no good. Ball out of bounds off the hands of Brooklyn Richards. Minute 17 left in the third, 26-19 Tigers. Pass into Rivera. Drives, forces up a shot, got blocked. Loose ball taken by Babich. Leaning jumper. It's falling away. Missed the shot. She was fouled, and Babich is going to. Nope. Summit's going to get it out of bounds. Foul before the shot. They got a foul on the inbounds pass now.
Well, I think they're saying on Babbitt, she got it, and then she went to shoot it. So now they're giving her, looks like they're giving her two shots.
That's five team fouls for Coleridge, three for Summit. Babbitt with her first free throw. Spins off the rim.
She's 2 for 4 from the line so far.
Second free throw is good. 27-19. Richards out. Emerson Harvey checks in for Coleridge. Communities will bring it up uncontested. Coming up on the one-minute mark here in the third. Michaela Cheney to Harvey. Goes to try to bounce it to Communities.
Yeah, that was
not a real accurate pass.
Well, it almost looked like she went to pass it and then thought better of it and almost tried to pull it back, but didn't. It was just a very awkward pass.
Lob pass thrown out of bounds. So Summit with a turnover there. Intended for Rohde. Pass into Michaela Cheney. Brings it up. 52 seconds. Goes to Jacquez. Going to get rid of it. Goes to Cheney. Communities running laps around the court. Trying to get open. Can't shake the defender. Jacquez with a drive. Puts up a shot. Got it. Nice shot. Over Rivera, who's got four fouls. She had to back off. Andrea Jacquez with a bucket. 27-21. Summit. Rivera weaves her way through defenders. Kicks it over to Garbert. And lost it out of bounds. Coleridge ball. With 18 seconds.
It's going to be Summit ball.
Okay.
Sounded like he said White, but he changed it real quick. I think it bounced.
Pass into Rivera. Fakes the three. Dribbles. Shoots from 15. Bang. She is so smooth. Man. 29-21. Summit. 8 seconds. 7 seconds. The Jackie C. three would be beautiful right about here. But she'll put up a two. And banked it. Oh, just missed it. Had the range, just plopped off the rim, and that'll do it for the third quarter. An 8-point lead for the Tigers as we go to the fourth. This is KMTS. 29-21 Summit over Coleridge as we go to the fourth quarter. Summit outscored Lady Titans 13-9 in that third. Tigers have the ball. Autumn Rivera inbounding. She doesn't shoot three. She likes those mid-range jumpers, but she's money. She's calling for the ball. Duffy gets fouled there by Jackie Communities.
Yeah, Jackie made the mistake of leaving her feet, trying to get in the way of that pass. It turned into a fake pass. Landed on the dribbler instead.
Arredondo's got the ball. Goes to Duffy. High post, left side. Duffy to Rivera. Left wing. Porter guarding her. Arredondo comes out to get it. Top of the key. Goes to Duffy. Duffy to Arredondo. Pass tipped. Knocked out of bounds by Communities. Summit ball in front of their home bench. Visiting bench, rather. Pass into Duffy. Top of the key. Rivera always has those hands extended. I want the ball. She's calling for it. Now she shifts to the other side of the court. Fakes the three, drives, baseline jumper. That's short. Rebound in the hands of Riley Cheney for Coleridge. 29-21 Summit. And pass down low at the block to Aisley Porter. And knocked out of bounds by Summit.
Yeah, trying to thread the needle with that pass. And just no way it was going to get through that many hands.
No. Porter inbounding, baseline. Running out of time. Got to get rid of it. Goes into Jackie Communities. Guarded there by Silla. Pass to Michaela Cheney. Aisley Porter. Porter drives. Puts up a wild shot. No chance of going. Rebound Michaela Cheney. No, taken by Summit. Pulled down by Arredondo. Goes to Silla. Silla with a shot. Bank shot. Got it. Suba Silla with the basket. Her first. It's a 10-point lead. Passed down to Porter under the basket. Missed the layup. Came up short. Rebound controlled by Duffy. Duffy and Porter both fall to the floor. Last touch, though, by Duffy. Lost it out of bounds. So Porter went inbound at the baseline. Brooklyn Richards checking in for Coleridge, replacing Jacquez. Porter and Communities, that's a 5-second violation. Communities could not shake Silla, who was staying right with her. And the five-second violation. 31-21 Summit. Redondo. Oh, there's a reach in there by Michaela Cheney. Got away with one. Now Redondo splits the double team. Goes to Duffy. Puts up a 15-footer off the rim. No good. Rebound in the hands of Riley Cheney. Goes to Brooklyn Richards. Richards eyes up the floor. Pass to Michaela Cheney. Shoots from 10 feet. Won't go. Ball caroms away. Taken by Communis. Lays it up. Missed the shot. A little floater there in the lane on a follow-up. Couldn't get it to go. 31-21 Summit. Redondo with the ball right wing. Goes down to Babich. Backs up. Shoots. Scores. Over Riley Cheney. Good job using the glass there. 12-point lead for Summit. Michaela Cheney to Communis. And full timeout called by Coach Clyde Morgan. We'll take a timeout. 5:49 to go in the game. 33-21, Summit with the lead. This is KMTS. Back to Coleridge High School. 5:49 to go in the ball game. Lady Titans trailing Summit 33-21. Communis looking for a field goal. She sat the first half and most of the third quarter. She's got it. Puts up a three. That's got to go. No. Rebound taken by Babich. That was online. Just a tad long. Rivera fakes, shoots. Missed the shot. Oh, there's going to be a foul on Babich reaching over. Summit's colors, I know I coached there for a few years. It's green, like forest green. Mm-hmm. These uniforms look black.
Oh, yeah, the uniforms are definitely black. The numbers are green.
Yeah.
But that's what makes them harder to see.
Riley Cheney, nice move. Puts up a shot blocked by Autumn Rivera. Did a good job to avoid her fifth foul, or fourth foul, rather. Duffy fakes the three. Goes to Arredondo. 5 minutes to go in the game. 12-point lead for Summit. Rivera, 16-footer. Bang. Boy, is she smooth. Just like she's shooting free throws. Scored in every quarter.
Yeah, she's up to, what, 18 points?
Yeah.
Communis with a drive. Puts up a shot. Banks it in. Athletic shot by Jackie Communis. Her first basket. It's an impressive one. 35-23 Summit. Need a few more of those and a couple threes. Babich gets the ball down low, puts up a shot. Fouled in the act by Aisley Porter, who has a puzzled look on her face. Moi picks up her second.
So this is going to be the, what, fourth time to the line for Babich?
Yeah. Boy, barely moved the net there. Good-looking free throw.
That makes her 4 for 6 from the line.
Silla comes out. Replaced by Lopez. Next free throw, perfect. 37-23 Summit. Michaela Cheney to Brooklyn Richards. Her pass knocked out of the air, taken by Communis, who chases it down. Now, three bodies grappling for the ball. Communis being helped up.
It's going to be Lopez. They're saying her second.
Aisley Porter inbounding. Goes to Richards to Communis. Oh, saved it from a half backcourt violation, but it was thrown into the hands of Autumn Rivera. Not a good pass. And a pass down low. A shot put up by Rivera. Missed it. Came up short. Riley Cheney gets the rebound. Twists and turns away from Rivera. Gets it up to Michaela Cheney. Titans running out of time here. Communis for three from the top of the key. Off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Summit. Pulled down by Lopez. Arredondo to Duffy. Arredondo, top of the key. Duffy right wing. Babich posting up. Arredondo goes to Babich. Top of the key. Cross court pass to Duffy. Baseline jumper. Won't get the bounce. Rebound taken by Michaela Cheney. Pass up the court to Brooklyn Richards. Richards tripped up there, puts up a shot, banks it, missed the shot. Rebound taken by Arredondo. Lost the ball, battle for it now. And they're saying jump ball. Possession goes to Coleridge. Jack was checking in for Lady Titans. Aisley Porter out. 37-23. Summit with the lead, 3:14 to go. Jack was running out of time. Now gets it in to Richards, who forces up a shot. Doesn't go. Rebound Babich for Summit. An 8-2 run here in the fourth for
That's
Summit.
Carry,
and now
yep.
carry on with Arredondo. So Coleridge in danger of losing their third game of the season. And losing to a league opponent. Three-pointer air ball attempted by Riley Chaney. That was way off the mark. Silla checking back in. Places Duffy for Summit. 14-point lead for the Tigers with under 3 minutes to go. There's a pass to Silla. They get it across. Babich carried it. Now lobs it to Rivera. Rivera goes to Lopez. Jump shot no good from 8 feet. Gets her own rebound. Nice hustle rebound. And a steal there by Michaela Chaney. Hands it off to Jackie Caminas. Caminas up the court to Richards. Richards puts up a shot. Tried to bank it. Missed the rim entirely. It's just a wild shot she threw up there. Time running out on the Titans. Arredondo to Babich. Underhands it to Arredondo. Richards reach it in there. There's a pass taken by Lopez. Double team, triple team. And timeout called by Coach Kaylee Burns. 30-second timeout. 2 minutes left in the game. 37-24, or 37-23. Summit with the lead. Boys game coming up after this.
Well, Rivera's having a great game. She's got 18 points. She's got 9 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 block, and she's 2 for 3 from the free throw line.
Yeah.
I mean, just, like you said, just a smooth shot. Jacquez is kind of leading the Coleridge Titans. She's got 7 points, 4 rebounds, 2 steals, and 1 for 2 from the line. Kind of hitting all the stat categories.
Summit ball out of bounds with 2 minutes to go. Lopez inbounding.
Almost stolen there by
yeah.
Chaney.
There's a jump shot. That was off the mark. That one attempted by Arredondo. Ball out of bounds. Actually, a foul called against Summit.
Yeah, it's going to go on Babich.
Randy Hunt telling players, come on, let's hustle off the court. You're being substituted for. I'm double parked. Let's go. Come on.
Tell you what, there was no parking out there.
No. Shot from the free throw line, bricked it. Pass. Silla one on one with Jackie Caminas. Long pass right side to Arredondo. Rivera. Shot put up by Garbert, doesn't go from 12. Rebound save. Who gets the shot? Give her 20 points. That was a nice assist from Aisley Porter.
Yeah.
On a unintended. Minute 10 to go. Here's a three-pointer attempted by Caminas off the mark. Going back the other way. So this is a league game. Coleridge is going to go to 1-1 in league. Summit 2-0. 4-5 overall. Silla at the line for two. 39-23 Summit. And as far as I know, the first meeting between the two schools. Silla missed the rebound, the free throw, but got the rebound. And Redondo goes to Rivera. Rivera, one-on-one, now double-teamed. Flips it to Redondo. She drives, shoots. That shot is blocked. Loose ball taken by Summit. Put back attempt by Rohde doesn't go. Now it's out of bounds. Emerson Harvey checks in for Coleridge. Kayla Cheney out. Silla inbounding for Summit. Rivera with a drive. Kicks it out to Arredondo. Three-pointer from the wing. Bang. Her second bucket. 5 points. Underhand pass to Harvey. She'll put up a three. That was a line drive. Missed that shot. Rebound taken by Rivera. And Porter is writhing in pain. Within 19 seconds left, she's on her stomach. Yeah. Rivera took that rebound from her. I don't know what happened. There was some contact there.
Well, Rivera, you know, it wasn't quite over the back, but they were both fighting over it. When Rivera got her hands on it, she pulled it. Porter got pulled down onto the back of her head. And that's what she's holding the back of her head there.
Yeah.
I think she bounced off the floor there. Had her arms on the ball and wasn't able to slow her descent at all.
Nicely Porter on the floor. Obviously took a shot to the head there. That's unfortunate. This game's out of hand with 19 seconds left.
Yeah. Probably going to have to check her out for any concussion protocol or
definitely
anything.
Definitely. 19 seconds left. 42-23 Summit with the lead. Again, with these rearranged leagues, this is League 7. With Rifle, Summit, Coleridge, Steamboat, Moffitt County, Basalt, and Delta. Rifle playing Basalt tonight. Steamboat's at Delta. Just reshuffled things. So Coleridge's going to go to 1-1 in the league and 9-3 overall. Aisley Porter pushing herself up off the floor, now on her knees. Slowly getting up. Still kind of hunched over, so she's obviously shaken up. And she's going to be escorted to the locker room. Yeah, just 2 points in this fourth quarter for Coleridge. Allowed Summit to pull away for the big lead of 19 points. Arredondo to Silla. Back to Arredondo. Just going to try and take the air of the ball and kill the clock here. 4 seconds. 3-2-1. Rivera has the ball stripped. That'll do it. Final score, Summit 42. Coleridge 23. Back with the totals after this on KMTS. Back to Coleridge High School. Lady Titans lose to the Summit Tigers. Their first ever meeting, 42-23. Summit never trailed. Scored Coleridge 10-7 in the first, 8-5 in the second, 13-9 in the third, and put the clamps on in the fourth. 13-2 in that fourth quarter. Autumn Rivera putting on a show, showing why she's an all-conference player. 20 points for the senior. She scored in every quarter and was perfect from the free throw line. 7 points for Brina Babich. Silla with a bucket. Kelly Duffy with 4 points. Paula Arredondo with 5. And Rose Rodé with 2. But Rivera clearly carries this team on her back. Jackie Communis did not start. Came in late in the third. Ended up with 4 points. I think it would have been fun to have seen Jackie play a full game against matching up with Autumn Rivera and bringing her energy for four quarters. I think that would have made a big difference. But in the second half, especially the fourth quarter, Coleridge could not buy a basket. They couldn't even get close. Communis hit the only basket in that fourth. Brooklyn Richards also didn't start. She came in the second half, scored 5 points. Riley Cheney with 5. Leading scorer for Coleridge, Andrea Jacquez with 7. As Coleridge loses the game, 42-23, and they go to 9-3 overall. 1-1 in league. Summit 2-0 in league, 4-5 overall.
Stat leaders for Summit is Rivera. She had 20 points but 10 rebounds as well. And a steal and a block. Duffy had 6 rebounds. Several other players had 4 and 5. Big difference here. Summit had 39 rebounds to Coleridge, only had 21.
Wow.
That's a big difference.
That, yeah.
And Riley Cheney, the leader there, with 5 rebounds for Coleridge. Porter, Jacquez, both had 4. Porter had a couple steals. Jacquez had a couple steals. Turnover battle went to Summit as well. They had 14 turnovers, several of those on steals and that kind of thing. But, you know, Coleridge had they had 5 traveling calls, 3 carries. I mean, it was just there was a lot of turnovers on Coleridge that wasn't really even that forced, more kind of error kind of turnovers. So, yeah, little lopsided, not only on the score, but tell you what, Rivera, she's quite the player.
She's the deal. It'll be fun to watch Rivera and Jocelyn Spires when they play Glenwood later this month. 42-23, the final score. Summit over Coleridge. And the boys game coming up in just a few minutes. Keep it tuned to KMTS.